Listen and Live Audio presents Arabelle's Raven by Joan Aiken. Read for you by Sneha Mathan. Arabelle's Raven. On a stormy night in March, not long ago, a respectable taxi driver named Ebenezer Jones found himself driving home very late through the somewhat wild and sinister district of London known as Rumbury Town. Mr. Jones had left Rumbury Tube Station behind him and was passing the long, desolate piece of land called Rumbury Waste when, in the street, not far ahead, he observed a large, dark, upright object. It was rather smaller than a coal scuttle, but bigger than a quart cider bottle, and it was moving slowly from one side of the street to the other. Mr. Jones had approached to within about 20 yards of this object when a motorcycle with two riders shot by him, going at a reckless pace and cutting in very close. Mr. Jones braked sharply, looking in his rear-view mirror. When he looked forward again, he saw that the motorcycle must have struck the upright object in passing, for it was now lying on its side, just ahead of his front wheels. He brought his taxi to a halt.
"Not but what I dare say I'm being foolish," he thought. "There's plenty in this part of town that's best left alone. But you can't see something like that happen without stopping to have a look."
He got out of his cab. What he found in the road was a large black bird, almost 2 feet long, with a hairy fringe around its beak. At first he thought it was dead. At his approach, however, it slightly opened one eye, then shut it again.
"Poor thing, it's probably stunned," thought Mr. Jones.